I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. The new $1.2 billion long rail mill in Pueblo is now officially open for business. KRCC's Sean Lewis reports.
The freight railroad company Union Pacific purchased the first stick of rail from Rocky Mountain Steel's new solar-powered facility in Pueblo. Rails coming from the mill are 328 feet long, more than four times the length of standard rails. This means fewer welds are needed, which improves safety and reliability. The new facility at the 150-year-old steel plant uses solar power to recycle up to 1.1 million tons of steel each year. Along with train rails, it produces wire rod and rebar, as well as pipes for the oil and gas industry. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Five people are facing trespassing charges related to two separate rescues from an underground shaft in Arapaho County. CPR's Tony Gorman has more on that.
The Arapaho County Sheriff's Office says one adult and two juveniles used a rope ladder to climb down an abandoned missile silo near the county fairgrounds on July 8th. The juveniles climbed out, but fire crews had to rescue the 18-year-old woman. She was treated at the hospital for exposure to high levels of carbon monoxide. Just days later, deputies found a 19-year-old man and a 28-year-old woman in the same silo. The man was able to climb out, but fire crews had to rescue the woman. All five have been charged with second-degree trespassing. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
And I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs with KRCC and CPR News. It's 4:06.